Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Pam. How can I help you?
Yes. Can you tell me what do y'all do as far as business goes? I mean, because I
we're a third party call center that serves several products. Can I have your first and last name to see why we charged you?
Clifford Baker.
Okay, Mr. Baker, 1 second. All right, sir, I did find an account matching your name. Can you verify your address for security purposes?
That's going to be, my address is going to be 3559 Jamestown Lane, Jacksonville, Florida, 32223.
Yes, sir, I do see that you entered a contest to win an iPad back on the 13th for $7.95.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, and you were also advised in the terms and conditions that if you didn't cancel within 48 hours, you would be enrolled for the membership for the online gadget store, which is a store where you can get other gadgets such as Wi-Fi boxes, Wi-Fi boosters, and several other prizes at a discounted rate. And it's a monthly membership. Till you cancel, it does come with a $125 gift voucher that's on the account to order in-store purchases.
Well, I'm pretty sure I didn't register for that, and I've already contested with the bank. So,
okay, sir. I'm so you're saying you already disputed it?
Yeah, I disputed it.
Okay, sir. So what I can do is get this canceled. If you have your bank give us a call back, we can go ahead and get this refunded if they'll drop the dispute. Because if you let that dispute go through, sir, you stand a chance of not getting any money because the terms and conditions did state that it was a 48 hours until you get billed for the membership. So just have them give us a call back and we'll get this refunded for you. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. So I'm supposed to get the bank to give you all a call back.
Yes, sir. They have the phone number. They'll just give us a call, verify they'll drop the dispute, and we can get this refunded.
All right, fine.
All right, thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.
Yep, you too, bud.